You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Tomorrow's like first day of summer, and quite appropriate that today would be Ice Cream Soda Day. Cream sodas, remember that, you know? Nowadays, you order it online, right? You have an app. You go on your phone. We get upset if we can't order. What do you mean they don't have an app? I can't pre-order. By the way, if you're going to the airport, I highly recommend the Dunkin' Donuts app. They do have an app. You order your coffee or whatever it is you're having from them, and then that way you don't have to stand in that line that's 2.5 miles long at, you know, 6 a.m. to get your drink. So that's kind of a neat thing. But if you go out like I did when I had a flat tire, it's interesting, isn't it, that I would just happen to have a flat tire on the bridge over the Hudson River, which there was nothing I could do about because I couldn't stop on the bridge. I mean, I guess I could, but anyway. I limped over to the other side and stopped, and then I realized I didn't have my cell phone. You ever go out without your cell phone? This is Tom Papa with a kind of an interesting thought on that.
There's no way around it. We're all being changed. We're all being dragged into the metaverse. We're being turned into robots as we speak. You remember you before these devices? As a different person. Mm. You get a glimpse of it every once in a while when you go out into the world without your phone. You ever do that? You ever leave your phone behind? By mistake, of course. You wouldn't do it intentionally. No. But just go out about the day without your phone? Oh, what a great day. Once you get past the crying and the dry heaving and tugging on strangers' pant legs, asking for help. Once you get through all of that, it's a magical day. You just walk around with your own thoughts, just thinking about stuff. Wow. This must be what Benjamin Franklin felt like.
I'm sure it was.
The Sound of Life.
They found a, I know I've been on a bee kick this season, I guess. So they found a bee, according to the United States Geological Survey. They couldn't classify the bee, so they put its genus. Anyway, they put its species into their official government files as, and I quote, bee cute furry face. And they described it perfectly. It's a cute furry faced bee, unknown, collected in Argentina. Very attractive. It looks like somebody did its hair. I mean, that's the only thing I can say. It's a little studied group. Most of the work has been done comes from museums where 22 species have been described from various collections. Very few nests have been found. They put some wooden trap nest out that mimic beetle holes that they do, but they don't know if that's a thing or not. But anyway, the USGSB inventory, I posted a whole Instagram post on it. It's very cute and just shows you. I basically said that the whole bee thing, you know, not being able to fly aerodynamically, all the stuff that they do, they do a dance that talks to each other, all this stuff. They make us honey, which is the only absolute food that does not perish, does not spoil. It's incredible. I said it's almost like the bee things that we know are endless. The things that we don't know are endless. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
See, here we go. All right, be the fourth caller on the hotline, 800-946-1765. So all you got to do, be the fourth caller. You win a pair of tickets on the fourth row to see Casting Crowns September 28th at the Palace Theater in Albany.
The Sound of Life.
Let's do this. Yeah, let's go to the Cup of Joe Morning Show hotline for fourth row tickets for the big 20th anniversary Casting Crowns tour at the Palace Theater. Ooh-wee. Good morning, Cup of Joe Morning Show hotline. Who's this?
It's Tracy.
Hey, Tracy. You want to go see Casting Crowns?
I absolutely do.
I'll get right to it. You're the fourth caller. Congratulations. Is there something recently that happened that you would be like, that was really cool? That was a real blessing that happened.
A real blessing lately is being reconnected with a family member that we've been estranged for years, and it's definitely God's working.
Wow-wee, that is amazing, Tracy. Thanks for sharing that. See there, God has worked. Still Rolling Stones, as Lauren Daigle thinks. Where's she? She's going to... So let's go. So now, tomorrow at some time during the Cup of Joe Morning Show, we're going to go up another row. We got third row seats. A pair of tickets for third row seats. Very exciting week right here. Oh, by the way, during the Midday Cafe with Jack, you have an opportunity to win general admission tickets to the very same show at the Palace Theater. So hang on.
Your daily dose of encouragement.
I've got a smile on my face and a twinkle in my eye.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The sound of life.
Very pleasant Tuesday morning. Yes, good morning. Cup of Joe Morning Show Hotline.
Hi, I'm Connie Anderson with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. I'm the National Director of Intercessory Prayer. I want to encourage you folks to step out and pray for your campuses and pray for this generation. Pray for your peers and your friends and your students, fellow students. You know, the work is God's. And so if we just lay ourselves before the Lord and say and ask, the scripture says he won't give us a stone. He won't give us a snake. He'll give us something good. So take a step out and pray for your campus and see how God leads and take a risk and step into that leading and see what the Lord might do.
The sound of life.
Man, I got this is just so phenomenal. So proud of these people. I tell you, it's amazing that you get like comments from people that really should have gone through more schooling than they apparently did. But last week, Yale University and the University of New Haven hosted a graduation ceremony in a prison. Yep. And seven men received degrees as part of the Yale Prison Education Initiative at Dwight Hall at Yale University. News release states the partnership was formed thanks to support of like $1.5 million grant from the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation in an effort to provide degrees to incarcerated students and career opportunities after graduation. So not only does this provide second chances, but lower recidivism. I said it. Which helps the overall community. So you see how everything has a ripple effect. One really good deed helps other people. They'll never forget this. Just see the photographs from this graduation. You think that is emotional? They're incarcerated and now they have a degree from Yale because somebody believed in them. And they went on to say, one of the founding directors said, you know, we believe that this is a transformative program. It's going to make a generational impact. It sure will. You think about that. That's pretty good news right there, man.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
The sound of life.
I am Joe, and I thought it'd be a good time to take a perspective. You know, a really great comedian is a person that just takes a look at everyday life, just the nuances of the most, of the smallest little nuances ever. If you hear a little beep, that's my Bend app, and so it's going on without me. So it's okay. They're doing, you know, different exercises without me, but that's okay. I got important things to do. So he was talking recently about sports and how basically, you know, nowadays players go to different teams. Teams move from city to city. We got that happening as we speak, right? So here we are yelling, go New York, go, at a guy from East Illinois that'll be playing in Phoenix next season. That's sports. That's kind of the way it is. You see, the uniform is the only constant nowadays. We just want our clothes to beat the clothes from the other city. You're on my track. We're rooting for laundry. That's really all sports is nowadays. Thanks.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.